Hello and welcome to Art Demic, a one-time only exclusive podcast. Today I will be talking about how COVID-19 has impacted individual artists as well as the art and entertainment industries. Although this is a podcast for the general public, those working in these industries might find this particularly interesting. Personally, I am an aspiring professional dancer and choreographer, which is why I chose this topic. I have seen firsthand how COVID has altered dance and choreography classes at UCLA, as well as affected the commercial dance industry. Live events and auditions have stopped, leaving myself and many of my peers unable to pursue their dreams and unemployed. Later, I will talk to one of my friends about how the pandemic has interrupted her career plans and changed the trajectory of her life as a dancer. However, I will also be addressing how the pandemic will bring rise to new art movements. For example, the previous most severe pandemic was the 1918 Spanish flu. Art movements during this time, on one hand, echoed the hopelessness of the public, but on the other hand, they represented the ways people fought against and coped with their crumbling world. As I will get into, these are all aspects that are present in art during today's pandemic. I would also like to mention that the 1918 flu was followed by World War I. So, many times it is hard to decipher what art was influenced by the flu and what art was influenced by the war. I mention this because I find it particularly interesting that we are in the midst of a revolution that is simultaneously in the midst of a pandemic. I believe that when this time period is taught in future history classes, the focus will pertain to mainly the Black Lives Matter movement, as it should. However, like the 1918 flu, it may be hard to tell what direct influences COVID had on art because art is also being influenced by this current revolution. With that all said, let's get into it. Over the course of the term, I tracked news articles mainly from the New York Times. I noticed that there was not necessarily a shift in the way art was reported, but that the articles themselves focused on varying implications. There were some articles that addressed the closure of movie theaters and Broadway shows, obviously discussing the more negative and economic effects of the pandemic. One article from the New York Times discusses specifically how New York runs on the arts, stating, "It's impossible at this juncture to quantify the damage to an industry that generates tens of billions of dollars in revenue." Not only will the industries themselves struggle, but these closures left many young artists unemployed, the scariest thing being that they still do not know for how long. It has been rumored that live events will not start until 2021. This means many musicians, dancers, actors, and several other artists will not have work. Today, I will sit down with my friend Brooke Stewart, who recently graduated from high school and was planning on dancing for a cruise ship line. However, because of the pandemic, this is no longer possible. Hi, Brooke. First, I just wanted to ask, how have you been coping with this experience?
Yeah, at first I was obviously sad, but I'm lucky enough to have parents that will continue to support me. I think that everything happens for a reason, and right now it might be frustrating, but we have to think about keeping everyone safe.
How have your plans changed because of this? Are you continuing to pursue being a dancer, or are you going to find a new endeavor?
Honestly, my plans haven't changed that much. I still want to be a professional dancer. I think it's just a matter of where I want to do that.
Has this whole experience made you more appreciative of being able to perform to live audiences?
Yeah, it definitely made me more appreciative of being able to perform in a community setting. It is really hard to feed off of others' energy through Zoom, so I guess you just get tired of it really fast.
When do you think you'll be able to start auditioning again?
I think hopefully by the end of the year, auditions will start happening again.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for chatting with me today. Along with the economic-based articles, there were also articles that reflected the new innovative ways artists have been showcasing their work. With nothing else to do during the quarantine, artists have been keeping busy by creating new pieces. One New York Times article describes a drive-by art show that turned lawns and garages into galleries. This show was put together by Warren Needish, but featured the work of many artists. Much of the art included commentary on pop culture and politics. Needish stated that the idea stemmed from her asking, "How do we show empathy and solidarity in this new age that is lacking emotional solidarity?" This goes to show that the art of this time reflects the loneliness that social distancing has caused many individuals to feel. As new innovative ways of showcasing art are being explored, people are able to connect to them in different ways. This exhibit provided intimacy into the artists' lives that may not have been given in a traditional gallery setting. Although I feel that museums and art exhibits are very important, Personally, I would enjoy seeing more art in the artists' domestic spaces. For now, it might be hard to say exactly how art was influenced by COVID, since it is still currently happening. It is clear that there has been an economic downfall for many art industries and communities. This sense of chaos and hopelessness is both reflected and countered by artists all over the world. A lot of art being made today is inspired by the dark state of the world. But the new ways of showcasing it, via Zoom, virtual music festivals, or drive-by art galleries, have provided opportunities for art to be shown to larger audiences with a new perspective. I am unsure of how art will be transformed after this pandemic, and now the current revolution. However, as a young artist, I am excited to witness the influences unfold. Hopefully one day, I can tell my future students and children that not only was I able to witness artistic, social, and political movements sweep the nation, but as an artist, I was able to contribute to them. That's all for today, and thank you for listening.